We're going to continue with activity 212. Remember that you are working on your timeline.
The students in Chris Kaufman's animal science class at Beech Grove High School are learning about the domestication of animals.
Start back with the animal prehistorically.
The agriculture-related class may not seem like a traditional science lesson, but Kaufman says it is.
You got to show them that it's science, and you've got to, you know, hit the science standards. And every lesson, show them, look, we are covering science standards.
Kaufman helped start the school's Applied Life Sciences Academy 2 years ago as a way to get kids interested in a subject that's not usually part of an urban high school's curriculum. The school added the academy to give students a hands-on science experience and introduce them to an expanding field of careers.
When people think of agriculture, they typically think just pig farm, cow farm, corn, soybeans.
Kaufman wants his students to think beyond stereotypes.
Over 300 different careers are involved in agriculture, and so anything that's plants, animals, food, or natural resources is going into or coming out of agriculture.
At a time when the number of farms continues to shrink, ag programs like Kaufman's are taking root in Indiana and other Midwestern states, including in cities far from grain silos and feedlots. And the program is catching on with students at Beech Grove. About 500 students are enrolled in the middle and high school programs, and 4 teachers lead the classes. Kaufman says they're already feeling some growing pains.
Our classes like plant and soil science doubled this year, and our natural resources class tripled this year. And so it's great to see that growth. And the kids are transitioning and growing, and they're asking for more.
The popularity of Beech Grove's life science program is also accompanied by an FFA chapter. Once known as Future Farmers of America, FFA changed its name in the 80s, and now about a quarter of chapters are in urban areas. When Veronica Rubidoux was a freshman at Beech Grove, she campaigned to get an FFA chapter. She says she's passionate about the program because it's not all about plows and cows.
It can involve anybody. You don't have to be a farmer or a country kid or something to be involved with this. You don't have to be athletic. I mean, you can just come in and learn and just absorb everything. And I mean, it's something that everyone can enjoy.
Bishop Smith is in Mr. Kaufman's class and is active with the Beech Grove FFA chapter.
It brings it into reality. Going to FFAs and everything else is not all about just you living in the middle of nowhere with your family and a dog and a farm. It's more you actually have a big business with a lot of computers and actually in the middle of a city going, yeah, this is where we live now. This is how it is.
Dr. Marco Fernandez, Associate Dean and Director of Academic Programs for Purdue's College of Agriculture, says the disconnect between urban kids and agriculture starts to close when the students realize they already have ag-related interests.
If we focus on the fact that what do you want to do with your life, what would you love to be able to do, they'll say, well, I'm interested in the biological sciences or wildlife, or I want to feed the world, or I want to come up with a new discovery that will help nourish the next generation. That's exactly what we do.
Only around 1% of the population is involved in production agriculture, growing food or raising animals on a traditional farm, but ag jobs are on the rise. A USDA report on employment opportunities estimates nearly 55,000 openings every year for graduates with degrees in food science, renewable energy, or environmental specialties, and expects a shortfall of qualified workers. Fernandez says the number of openings will likely continue to multiply.
There's so many individuals that are retiring or reaching close to retirement age, that there's a concern whether we're going to have that next generation ready and equipped to take on the jobs and the opportunities at a time when the demand's going to be greater than ever.
The employment report identifies global market shifts, policy changes, and a public need for safe and nutritious food as major factors in job growth. These are the kind of issues Kaufman hopes his students will be able to work on one day.
So I think that we have built a pipeline of students who are wanting to work at Eli Lilly or Kraft Food, even things like Rose Acre Farms, you know, where the kids are getting that hands-on experience, realizing they can help produce a better food.
Beech Grove plans to add another course next year with help from state funding that encourages career and technical education. Right now, the Academy offers 2 classes where students can earn college credit, allowing them to get ahead while digging deeper into the world of science. I'm Jill Sheridan, 90.1 WFYI News.